Blog Talk Radio.
Is a Master Frozen on the line tonight? Master Hagen. Is Ambassador Hagen on the line?
Yes, sir. Please, I'm here.
Jackson,
you come in.
Hello, Bishop.
No,
let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord.
Right, how is Bishop? When we get off tonight, I need to share with you about Daniel, our father, chapter.
Oh, thank you.
Someone, can you identify yourself? 913202. Ambassador Frierson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. That's the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are live, and you're being heard listening all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, New Zealand, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julia Hagen. And to all of you who are with us tonight, we do praise God for you. Thank him for what he's doing. And I'm going to ask if Ambassador Benita Frierson would take the lead tonight and lead us through this time of worship and praising God 1,000 times. Amen. If she would get the prayer request. And then let's have prayer for those prayer requests and then begin thanking God 1,000 times. Are you there, Ambassador Frierson? Are you there? Are you there, Ambassador Frierson? She must have stepped away for a moment. Amen.
I am Ambassador Frierson from Michigan.
All right, go ahead, Ambassador Frierson.
And at this time, we would like to take prayer requests, and if you have a prayer request, we want to send it up before God. So please give us your prayer request.
I would always like to keep Ambassador Betty, Dr. Betty Johnson on the line and off on the prayer list. And also, would you put our daughter, Lenitra and Raphael, her husband, and Bria, and all of our other grandchildren on the prayer list. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other prayer requests?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Lucille.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Are there any other requests? Okay. I would like to put my mother, Missionary Yura Frierson, on the request list. Are there any other requests at this time?
I want to ask that the Lord would increase the faith of the people.
Okay.
The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God.
That's
and I'd like, you know, the faith of the people to be elevated to another level in the name of Jesus.
Okay. At this time, we are going to pray for Dr. Johnson and his family and Sister Lenitra and her husband, Brother Raphael, Lady Johnson, and all of the Johnson family. We are going to pray for Sister Lucille. She has an unspoken request. Next, we'll pray for Missionary Frierson, and we'll pray for our people, that God increase the faith of the people and take the people to a higher level. Do I have any intercessors on the line that would like to start us off in prayer? Is Missionary Hendricks, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you start us off in prayer? We would like to have you pray for Dr. Johnson and Lady Johnson and their family. Sister Lucille, who has an unspoken request, Missionary Frierson, her health, and increase of faith for the people, and pray that God will elevate them in faith.
Yes, I will start off. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you already heard the prayer requests, Lord. Oh God, as I come in your throne room, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you for forgiveness because we know that you are a forgiving God. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we said, did, or acted that we shouldn't have acted. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We receive forgiveness in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for our chief ambassador. Oh, God, we thank you for the vision that you gave him. Thank you, Lord, to be a part. Glory to God. We give you all the praise and yes, Lord. Continue to strengthen him. Continue, Lord, oh God, to give him the desires of his heart. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Dr. Betty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give her strength, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord. Glory be to God. You know how hard she worked. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Bria, Lord, in the armed forces. Keep your hedge protection around the Lord is our prayer. Thank you for Lenitra, her husband Raphael, all her grandchildren. We pray, Lord, oh God, for your shield of protection. Be there with them, be there for them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Sister Lucille, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus. She asked, Lord, for unspoken requests. but isn't spoken to us, but you already know. We ask you, Lord, to grant it to her, not only to her, but her children, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Oh, God, help them to be obedient children. Help them, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for their father. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, oh, God, Ambassador Frost's mother, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, a woman that loves you, Jesus. Give her strength in her body. Heal her, Lord. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said, by his stripes we are healed. And I thank you, Lord, that to know that you are a healer and you can do anything but fail, there's nothing too hard for you. And I give you all the praises tonight. I thank you for this prayer line, Lord. Glory be to God, what you're going to do on this prayer line tonight. And I ask you, Lord, hallelujah, to increase all our faith, Lord. Increase it. Oh, God, without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we're asking you to increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everybody on this blog line tonight. Glory be to God. We come to just give you thanks. We come to thank you for what you've already done. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory because we know that all the honor, all the glory goes to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, we thank you, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I enjoyed that prayer. And we thank you for praying for Dr. Johnson, Lady Johnson, and their family, Sister Lucille, Unspoken Request, Missionary Frierson, her health, and the increase of faith for the people of God. We just thank you. You did a very nice job. Sister Joyce Long, are you on the phone? Are you on the prayer line? Sister Joyce Long, if you are on the line, will you please pray for those that requested prayer? Okay, I guess she's not with us tonight. But we thank God for Sister Joyce Long. Anyway, at this time, I am going to pray over the prayer request. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, there's none like you. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive every sin, forgive every iniquity. Oh, God, help us now, Lord. Lord, forgive every fault. Lord, take out everything that's not like you and strengthen us, oh, God. Help us right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we want to be right. We want to be whole. And, Lord, help us to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Johnson and Lady Johnson. Lord, we thank you for their ministries. We thank you, oh God, for blessing them. We thank you, oh God, for keeping them, putting your arms of protection around them and covering them with your blood. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for this workman that's working on the wall. And Lord, he can't come down. And, Lord, we praise your name. We give you honor. We give you glory for our leader of the prayer line. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. None like you, Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you for his daughter and her husband, Lenitra and Raphael. We thank you, O God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for keeping them, O God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God. Because they're your servants, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because they have a mind to serve you. We praise your holy name. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We thank you for this couple, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to protect their marriage, oh God. Cover them, Lord. Lord, they need you. Oh God, help them to be examples for other couples, oh God. Bless them right now, one by one. Name by name, and Lord, bless their offspring, bless their children, Lord, and their children's children from one generation to the next. Yes, Lord, be a blessing to them, O God. Help them to serve you. Help them to serve you the more as Dr. Johnson and Lady Johnson leave their legacy, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the Johnson family from now and generations to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sister Lucille and her family. And we thank you for Aunt Maddie and the other aunt whose name I can't recall at this time. But, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for them. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. We thank you for protecting them, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for caring for them. Lord, we thank you for being their provider, oh God. Yes, Lord, you are their keeper, oh God. You are their banner, and your banner over them is love. And, Lord, our sister, Sister Lucille, has an unspoken request that she has presented to you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. And, Lord, we ask you to answer her request according to your purpose. Oh God, you know all things. You know the hidden things. Lord, you know the heart. Yes, Lord. Let your will be done in her life. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
To your purpose that you have for her. Lord, you have a job for her to do. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for our sister, Sister Lucille, Lord. We praise you for her. And we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for Missionary Frierson, for your servant, Lord, your servant leader, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless her. Continue to put your loving arms of protection around her, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the work that she has done. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the ministry that she has done in your name, oh, God. We thank you for the souls that she has brought to you, oh, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, let her work speak for you, oh God, for you and for you alone, because you are the rewarder, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. None like you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your maid servant, oh God. Oh, bless your name, bless your name. Oh God, we thank you for the saints that are in St. Louis at the convocation. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for how you're keeping them, oh, God, how you're blessing them, how you're covering them with your blood. You said when you see the blood, you'll pass over. Oh, God, don't let this convocation be church as usual. The Lord helps souls to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh, God. Let people be delivered from a world of sin and pain. Oh, God, this is an election year.
Yes,
not only was it an election year for the president of the United States of America, but it's it's an election year for Kojic, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. And, Lord, we ask you to bless those that desire the offices that are in Memphis, oh, God. Oh, God, help them, oh, God. Don't let them forget about you. But, Lord, help them to put you first. Oh, God, help them, Lord. Lord, they need you. They need you now. Lord, lead and guide the leaders, oh, God. Yes, Lord, they are the sheep of your pasture, and you are their shepherd, and they shall not want. Oh, God, bless them right now. Cover them, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to be a blessing to Bishop Hagen and Lady Hagen of Hagen, Georgia, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for keeping them, oh, God. We thank you for your healing power and your delivering power. If it had not been for you, where would they be? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, they're leaning and depending on you. No other help do they know. Oh, God, continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to uphold them, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, because there's none like you, oh, God. Oh, God, increase our faith, oh, God. Help,
Lord.
Oh, God, increase our faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, you have brought us through so many times. Oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We want to be people of faith. We want to walk by faith, not by what we have in our pocketbook. Oh, God, or the material possessions that we have, houses and land. But, Lord, help us to be people of faith, oh God. Help us to depend upon you. No other God do we know. Help us, oh God. Oh, God, help us not to be comfortable in the material things that we have. But, Lord, help us to seek after you. Oh, God, help us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Lord, if we're not in a trial, we're going through one, we're about to go through one, or we're about to come out of a trial. But, Lord, help us to walk by faith. Take us through every trial, every tribulation, oh, God. Take us through, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Help us to walk by faith, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for these saints and their requests, oh, God. We thank you.
Thank
Lord,
you.
There's none like you. And, Lord, we believe that it is so because we're looking unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. And, Lord, we praise your great name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. None like you, oh, God. At this time, we are going to send up our thank yous before the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's on the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you. We're like you, Holy Ghost. And we praise you. Thank you.
Oh, God,
for healing us from arthritis. Oh, God, we thank you for healing us of COPD. Thank you. Oh, God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you for healing us from complications. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you
For college students, oh God. Thank you for the millennials, oh God. missionaries and ministers out of our relatives, oh God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lord.
you.
Lord, we're asking you, and we're thanking you for reclaiming the backsliders, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. You're married to the backslider. And we thank you, thank you.
Oh Lord, Lord Jesus.
God, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus. God, there's nothing too hard for you.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You're magnificent
you,
in all your ways, oh God. You're awesome. And God, we thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for this opportunity, oh God. Another opportunity to serve you.
Thank you.
Another opportunity to praise you. Another opportunity to worship you.
Thank you.
The beauty of holiness, oh God. And we thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Oh, Lord,
Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Oh, God, thank
you. Thank you,
hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Nobody greater. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Nobody greater than you.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
I thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Open up doors, open up doors. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
God. Open doors. Give us favor, oh God. Favor in our minds. Favor in our bodies, oh God. Favor in our jobs.
Thank you, Jesus.
Favor in our homes, oh God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For favor in your house.
Nobody like you. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
You will be
up. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, saints.
Thank you.
Amen, saints. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank God for the prayer.
Amen.
Thank you.
And the prayers of the righteous avail much. We thank God for you, you, and you coming on the prayer line to just give God thanks, to give him praise, honor, and glory. There's no one like the Lord. And we just thank God for this privilege, this opportunity. Yes, Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask Missionary Ambassador Pauline Hendricks from Georgia if she'll give the address for our prayer line.
For the blog line, the number for our blog line, this is Ambassador Hendricks, is 646-665-7400. Again, the blog line number is 646-665-7400. Back to you, Ambassador Stice.
Thank you. And we're asking everyone to join us Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time for an hour or more of prayer on the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention line. That's Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And we're also asking you to use the same number to join us nightly, 7 nights per week, for the blog line, we're on the blog line right now. And you can also use this number for the youth prayer line. The youth prayer line is held on Tuesdays and Thursdays at, I believe, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And
we invite you to invite your youth to bring your children and grandchildren to the prayer line. To the prayer line, we have outstanding teachers, Sister Ambassador Gina Hodges and Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. And these are willing workers, and they're willing to teach. And we have the shut-in. The shut-in will be held the last Wednesday of November, which is the fifth Wednesday of November, November the 30th. And it starts at 9 p.m., and it continues until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will have a special guest. I'll give you the name of our special guest at a later date and time. But we're asking each and every one of you to join us at these services. And I'm going to go back to Ambassador Hendricks from Georgia and ask if she'll give the address for the prayer line.
Amen. If you would like to write Dr. Johnson, you talking about our chief address?
Yes, ma'am.
If you would like to write to our chief ambassador, you can write to Dr. Bernard Johnson Ministries, as in V-E-R-N-A-R-D Johnson, Post Office Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Dr. Bernard Johnson, V as in Victory, V-E-R-N-A-R-D Johnson, Post Office Box 26593, Overland, that's one word, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Or if you prefer, you can go to Walmart and get a green card. You can call his number at 913-406-4845. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Hendricks. At this time, let us receive Dr. Johnson with the words of amen.
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 Ambassador Friesen, God bless you. You did a wonderful job tonight.
God bless
and
you, too.
And you praise God for what has been done tonight. Time passed so fast. I was so amazed at after the end of the prayer. Oh my God, it just passed by so quickly. I was wondering, Ambassador Price, go ahead and maybe two or three praise reports at the close here and then close. Amen.
Okay.
It's back in your hand. Back in your hand.
We are now open for praise reports. I know we have witnesses. You can give your testimony, tell of the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you. The line is now open.
Area code 616, Michigan. This is Missionary Kimberly Kennedy. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was on the line for the shut-in last month, and Bishop Daryl Hines had prayed about a miracle happening, and they were going to do surgery for me, and I went the next day to the doctor, and everything had stabilized with
Amen.
My thyroid. Everything has stabilized. I have three nodules that have been growing exponentially, and after he prayed the prayer, when I got there, they just halt. They just stopped. So I'm grateful.
Amen.
God be to the
Thank
Lord.
Jesus. Amen, saints.
Amen.
Thank God for that praise report. Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there another praise report?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good evening. This is 314 Ambassador Jones. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I thought I gave it early. I guess I hit the wrong button. But anyway, we had prayed for a young man. He was in a bad car accident. I can't remember the month, but I know the day it happened, I brought the request to the prayer line. I think he was in a coma, I believe. But glory be to God, the young man went to Utah State today. He's doing a whole lot better. He's in a wheelchair. He's walking with therapy and talking. So I just want to praise God and thank the prayer line for standing in the gap with me for this young man and just give God all glory and praise because, I mean, it was just a miracle. He was on Periscope or Facebook Live or something, and he went and talked to the team today. So I just want to thank the prayer line for that.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory to your name. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
We're rejoicing with those that rejoice.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there another praise report?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we get one more?
Thank you, Jesus.
Make known his deeds among the people.
Yes. And that's the fraction?
Yes.
This is 912 area, Ambassador Hendricks. I'm still praising the Lord for yesterday, as I said on yesterday afternoon, and how I went to the gas station. Amen. And coming from the gas station, I looked both ways. Did not see no car coming. And again, where this car came from, I do not know. Amen. I thank God for his shield of protection. The angels protecting me because I drive a little car, and that was a great big car. And I just thank God right on time. I was just right up on it. But God bless me.
Amen.
I thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. We thank God, Mother. Imagine what would have happened if you had not been a praying lady.
Yes.
God, you are an intercessor. And we
thank
God
Jesus.
For you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, bless
you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank God because God has been so good to me. I'm going through some things right now, but who isn't going through something? And I praise God because I know one of these days I'm going to be able to just open up and just give my praise report and just, you know, let the intercessors know some details. But right now I'm in the midst of going through, and I'm just leaning and I'm depending on God because there's no one else to depend on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look back. I have to go forward and look unto the hills from which my help. My help comes from the Lord. The maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just praise God on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just awesome. If there are no other praise reports, let us say amen for Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson.
Amen.
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 Thank you. I was going to tell y'all something kind of funny here, I tell you. And it is a praise report. Amen. I was going to the Holy Convocation this year, and things didn't happen quite right for me. I just decided to stay. At first, I was going, and I got a phone call, and I was going, and seemed like my money was funny and my change was strange. Amen. I had some money, but it was my lease money. God blessed us to lease a condominium, very, very large condominium. But I had it for that, and I had decided, well, maybe I'll just go on and spend some of my lease money or rent money, some might call it, lease money. And then I'll just try to replace it back. And then I just thought, I'm going to preach this message tomorrow morning. called Check Your Priority List. It's called Check Your Priority List. And many times when I, before I preach something, I see myself there at the church preaching it. And I saw myself kind of, every time I try to tell the saints, check your priority list, I heard the voice coming in my mind, the Holy Ghost saying, you need to check your priority list. You're going to take your rent money and you're going to go to St. Louis and underwrite going there with your lease money. Check your priority list. And you know, I began to say, well, no, I'm not going because my priority list is home first. Amen. Make sure you got everything together at home before you venture. I had a man, I think I told it in my message the other day, I had a man call me and said, Dr. Johnson, oh, I need so much help. I need to borrow some money. I said, well, how much you need? He said, $2,500. And at that time, that wasn't a lot of money to me. And things have changed now. That is a lot of money to me now. But I want to just say, I loaned him the money. And I went down to Memphis. At that time, we were meeting in Memphis. And guess who I saw right there at the convocation in Memphis? The man who borrowed that $2,500 from me. But anyway, I had decided that it would be wiser for me not to go to St. Louis because of the finances. And I was just kind of feeling a little empty, a little down about it, you know. And then I got a call from one of our ambassadors. Amen. And the ambassador said, and I began to just share with them what had happened and about how I wasn't going because of that. And the ambassador said something to me that encouraged me so much. I want to tell y'all what they said. They said, Dr. Johnson, I know somebody, a lady, who used her mortgage money and went down to the convocation. And oh, my gosh, she had the best time, seemed like, of her life. She was shouting everywhere and praising the Lord everywhere. True story now. And said, now, she left the convocation and got back. And when she got back, she found out they had a padlock on her house. Mm-hmm. And her furniture was all out on the curb everywhere. Everywhere. And she began to say, oh, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Well, she wouldn't have had to say that if she had done what was right and put her priorities in the right order. Amen. Many times we'll do things and expect God to deliver us out of this and that, but we didn't have our priorities straight. And it was a blessing to me. I just took that right there and said, thank you, Lord, because I've got my priorities straight. And then I'm preaching this, check your priority list tomorrow. Because, see, a lot of people have done, just like I just mentioned then, a lot of people have done God the wrong way because they have him at the wrong position on their priority list. He should be number one, but they got other things ahead of him on the priority list that are number one, number two, number three, number four, five. And they got him somewhere around 9 or 10, maybe 15 on their priority list. And no wonder the Lord won't answer when they call him. And no wonder they can't get miracles. And if God decides to answer, no wonder he won't move right away, simply because they got their priority list wrong. Yeah. And in this message, I'm not going to preach it all to y'all tonight, but in this message, it's so effective. God showed me. May open y'all's eyes to some things. Yes, the family is important, but let me tell you how I got my priority list. God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then secondly, I put the church. Some people have the family second, but I come to really serve notice on you that the family does not go second. I want to prove it to you. I'm not going to preach my whole message, but let me give you this little bit of it. I want to prove it to you that the family is not second on the list. Because you got to understand, God is married. His bride is the church. How you going to, anybody on this line married, how you going to treat somebody better than you do your husband or your bride, your spouse? That's out of order. That's wrong. It's not right. Somebody, whenever you honor that husband, you got to honor the wife. If you're in church, you got to honor that spouse. That husband and wife go on the same line. They're right there. And then after the husband and the wife, or the wife and the husband, then you drop things under them. Because, see, the husband and wife should be one. Yeah, you leave your mama and your daddy to join together as one. And how you going to honor that wife without honoring the husband? Honor the husband out. That's why you got the anniversary every year that runs around, that comes around. That's why you honor not only the pastor, but the pastor's wife. And God is married too. How you going to honor God and not honor his bride? And his bride is the church. They go on the same line, God with his bride. And then you honor, after you honor God and his bride, then drop your family there. See, the problem is that some of y'all got your mama before God. Some of y'all got your daddy before God. Some of y'all got your daughter and your son and your children. And then you got God down on the list, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, 9, 10. And you want him to move when you call him. I got to tell you something. God is a jealous God. He made all of us. And he's not going to let his creation come before him on any priority list. He's not going to do it. God is number one, and his church goes right beside him because that's his bride. Amen. All right, I'm going to preach that. But anyway, God bless all y'all. You can use it if you want to. Just don't plagiarize me. At least tell him, thank God for Dr. Bernard Johnson or something you want to say. All right, God bless you. Yeah. But it just really gave me peace about it. After they told me what happened. And I want to thank Ambassador Hagan for sharing with me that story, and I appreciate it very much. God bless you all. I'm not going to hold you all tonight. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. And hoping that little small, short portion of my message that I'm going to preach tomorrow, check your priority list. Amen. You want to get it in order. If you want to be bountifully blessed, amen, check it. I thank God that I got my priority list there right,